today, I want to start off with a prayer. I'm going to ask all of you to join me in this prayer. We need to pray for justice and peace at a time like this. Let us pray that God would once again bring beauty from the ashes. Our mind goes back to the day when Jesus beheld that beloved city and wept. We weep for our cities, even as we bury our dead. The sound of gunfire is the grim sound of what has already shattered our relationships. We witness distrust, anger, and revenge. We see no one to lead us, to guide us. To whom shall we go? Our differences seem to lead us even further apart. How we need the Lord of miracles to do what only He can do to save us from ourselves. Let us pray that God would give us men and women who would lead us to reconciliation, who will bind us up to heal our wounds, not those who would incite more hatred. Oh God, give us voices that will bring hope and not despair. Comfort the bereaved. Give humility to the ones who would resist your ways. Give us pause so that we may look to you before we look at our impulsive solutions. You told Peter to put back the sword. You restored the wounded. That's what we long for today. A reprimand to those who would injure and healing for the injured. God of miracles, do it again. We need you. Our nation needs you. Our leaders need you. Without you, we have no hope. With you, all things are possible, even for beauty to come out of ashes. We pray for the day of unarmed truth and unconditional love. And now, Heavenly Father, as some burn our cities and others bury our dead, we pray for doers of extraordinary deeds, men and women with the moral strength and courage to stand for your truths. The smoldering embers of the spirit-filled soul needs to be fanned into a flaming spirit of loyalty to your word, to your will, so that a raging world will know that we stand and die even for the cause of the kingdom. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, Father. And everyone said, Amen. In my lesson today, I'm dealing with the groups of people that are different one from another. Scoot up your chair and lean in. Over the last few months, we've had some challenges. A lot of people, a lot of innocent people have been hurt. Shop owners, storekeepers, small businesses, restaurants, the restaurant workers. Many have been hurt. It appears to me that the only ones that have profited from this has been the news media and the criminal. I totally support the policemen, the firemen, the medics, men and women from every race and nationality, male, female, gay and straight. All of them went forth to help those that were hurting. You know, there is a tendency to try not to to offend anyone, but I cannot help but offend because I speak the words of God. God's word is an offense to all that the world holds dear. If you preach this book, you're going to offend people because the world wants nothing to do with this book, nor the laws that are therein. Preachers are in a no-win situation. If you preach the word, you offend people. If you don't preach the word, you will offend God and every God-fearing saint upon this earth. So, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Preach when it's convenient and preach when it's not. Preach nothing but the word and love nothing but what God would love and hate nothing but that which God would hate. God hates nothing but sin. God hates no person. God hates no group of people. He hates only sin. It appears to me that the media is in the business of division. The media would divide us into groups, the haves and the have-nots, the blacks, the whites, the Latinos, the Asians. If we would allow it, the media would put one group against another. We talk a lot about hate groups or groups that are hated. There is no group that God hates. And whether we like to admit it or not, the earth is made up of groups of people. And there's always been a time when these groups of people hated or disliked the other group. That's why we have war, bloodshed. That's why we have borders. The people are divided into groups. And sooner or later, one group will dislike the other group to the point of going to war with them. This is not pleasing unto God. There is not one group in America or around the world that God does not like. I become disappointed sometimes, not in the world. I expect this from the world. The worldly crowd is going to do what the worldly crowd does. But I am disappointed in some of my Christian friends. They too have divided people into groups. Two of those groups readily come to my mind. One is the group of God's people, the kind that obeys God, the kind that worships God, that reads God's word, that do their best to do everything God would have of them. That's the kind of people that's in their group. And then there is the other group, the sinners, the kind of people that do not trust God for their salvation, the kind who do not worship God, the kind who feels no need for God. But let me remind you, lest you forget, that you also was a member of that other group. And it was while you were a part of the other group, the kind that didn't love God, the kind that did not seek God, the kind that never went to church, the kind that did everything against God they could. You were a member of that kind of group at one time. But it was when you were in that other group, when you were the other kind of person, it was there that God showed His kindness, His tender love and mercy, His forgiveness, His pardon. It was while you were in the other group that God gave His Son to die for your sins. In all reality, there is only two groups of people on the face of this earth. The group we call God's people, and the group that's not. God loves those sinners, no matter which category you put them in, whether it be gay or lesbian, whether it be a murderer or liar or thief, whether it be a heathen, idol worshiper, no matter what category you would place the other group in, God loves that category also. God is kind and tender in mercy towards all categories. Sinners, Christians, heathens, idol worshipers, no matter how deep you have sunk into sin, God still loves you. Jesus says, I come to seek and to save the sinner, the man or the woman that's lost in sin. That's who I've come to save. Jesus did not come to fix this old earth. Jesus did not come as a fixer. He came as a rescuer. He came as a first responder to rescue those that were in danger of damnation, to those that were in danger of the lake of fire. Jesus came as a rescuer, and that's what we are today. We are all here on a rescue mission. We are here to rescue people of every group, in every category of every group. So I would say to you as a Christian, love those who God loves and hate only what God hates.